Blackstone Audio presents The Meaning of It All, Thoughts of a Citizen Scientist by Richard P. Feynman. 1. The Uncertainty of Science. I want to address myself directly to the impact of science on man's ideas in other fields, a subject Mr. John Dance particularly wanted to be discussed. In the first of these lectures, I will talk about the nature of science and emphasize particularly the existence of doubt and uncertainty. In the second lecture, I will discuss the impact of scientific views on political questions, in particular the question of national enemies, and on religious questions. And in the third lecture, I will describe how society looks to me. I could say how society looks to a scientific man, but it is only how it looks to me, and what future scientific discoveries may produce in terms of social problems. What do I know of religion and politics? Several friends in the physics departments here and in other places laughed and said, "I'd like to come and hear what you have to say. I never knew you were interested very much in those things." They mean, of course, I am interested, but I would not dare to talk about them. In talking about the impact of ideas in one field on ideas in another field, one is always apt to make a fool of oneself. In these days of specialization, there are too few people who have such a deep understanding of two departments of our knowledge that they do not make fools of themselves in one or the other. The ideas I wish to describe are old ideas. There is practically nothing that I am going to say tonight that could not easily have been said by philosophers of the 17th century. Why repeat all this? Because there are new generations born every day. Because there are great ideas developed in the history of man, and these ideas do not last unless they are passed purposely and clearly from generation to generation. Many old ideas have become such common knowledge that it is not necessary to talk about or explain them again. But the ideas associated with the problems of the development of science, as far as I can see by looking around me, are not of the kind that everyone appreciates. It is true that a large number of people do appreciate them. And in a university particularly, most people appreciate them, and you may be the wrong audience for me. Now, in this difficult business of talking about the impact of the ideas of one field on those of another, I shall start at the end that I know. I do know about science. I know its ideas and its methods, its attitudes toward knowledge, the sources of its progress, its mental discipline. And therefore, in this first lecture, I shall talk about the science that I know, and I shall leave the more ridiculous of my statements for the next two lectures, at which I assume the general law is that the audiences will be smaller. What is science? The word is usually used to mean one of three things, or a mixture of them. I do not think we need to be precise. It is not always a good idea to be too precise. Science means sometimes a special method of finding things out. Sometimes it means the body of knowledge arising from the things found out. It may also mean the new things you can do when you have found something out, or the actual doing of new things. This last field is usually called technology, but if you look at the science section in Time magazine, you will find it covers about 50% what new things are found out, and about 50% what new things can be and are being done. And so the popular definition of science is partly technology, too.